But he's taught me a lot about life too, and I'm glad that we can hide in him till the storm passes by. Romans chapter 10. I'd just like to bring you a closing thought from a verse that you've heard before, I'm sure. Romans chapter 10, verse number 14, the Bible says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." You know, I never thought in my lifetime that I would see people invest as much money in their feet as I see today. You know, when I was 5 years old, I don't even think I knew what the word pedicure meant. And ladies, you'll have to correct me. Maybe it's always been a thing. And by the way, if you're ladies here and you've had one, this is not a sermon against pedicures. It's a sermon against the price of them. No, I'm just kidding. But really, it's amazing how many people are conscientious about their feet. Sometimes ladies, before they get married, they have their nails all done. But it's not just here. I mean, their toes look immaculate. Ladies are much more perhaps aware of how their feet look, although some men need to be themselves. We men, admittedly, we don't pay much attention to our feet, although I will say that there's some older fellas that I've talked to that have said they've made a trip to the salon and got their calluses shaved off and all kinds of things like that. Maybe my day will come. Seems like the world is fascinated with beautiful feet. But you know that God wants every Christian to have beautiful feet. God wants every Christian to have beautiful feet, and that comes in a way that you may not suspect. If you're going to have beautiful feet, you'll not pay a lot out of your wallet, but you'll have to give up your pride and your selfish ambition and your own foolishness if you want to have beautiful feet God's way. This morning, as we close the Sunday school hour, and I'm keenly aware of the time, and I'm aware of your stomachs after the service, but I want to give you three characteristics of beautiful feet. Number one, beautiful feet, or I should say those with beautiful feet, have good eyes. You say, this is a message on feet, and all of a sudden you appeal to the other side of the anatomy. You're right. But there's a reason. Notice with me verse 14. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? There is one word there that you need to pay careful attention to. That's the word they. Now, when we look at the word they, we see a pronoun, but you've got to look much deeper than that. The word they is not just a pronoun. The word they is referring to those in the masses that are lost and undone and headed straight to hell. Too often it's easy to look at a pronoun and not put a face with it. The last time that you have seen those in whom they have not believed, listen to me, there are people that don't believe in Jesus for a variety of reasons. If you just open your eyes for a while, you'll see it. There are some that don't believe in Jesus because they've never heard. But I'm referring to those that have heard and they've denied Him for a lot of different reasons. Listen, I was just up in Pennsylvania and I'm learning people are different all over the world. Good Southern hospitality doesn't win you a lot of charm on Pennsylvania doorsteps, especially when they're Catholics. But you talk to people and there's some, their hearts are just hardened. Yeah, I've heard about that, don't need it. There's others in the South. Boy, are we blinded by religion. Listen, the day that we think that everybody's okay in Cleveland County and North Carolina is the day that we lose heart and we lose the importance of the task that we've been given. There's some people they don't believe because it's just been, they've been inundated with it and they've salved their consciences with religion but not with Jesus. But you know what? If you have beautiful feet, you'll have good eyes. You'll see those that have not believed. You'll see those that have never heard. I did a little study. There's almost 200 nations in the world today, if you trust Wikipedia. I wouldn't stake my life on Wikipedia because people like you and I can edit Wikipedia. But if that's true, listen to me, I'll guarantee you there are some of those nations in which there is really not much of a foothold of the gospel, and I dare say all of them have a need for the gospel. People who've never heard. Blow your mind to know people in North Carolina have never heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? You got to have good eyes if you're going to have beautiful feet. You have to see those who have not believed. You have to see those who have not heard. And you need to see that God uses a person to deliver the gospel to them. You got to have good eyes if you're going to have beautiful feet. Listen, save your money. Don't go to the beauty spa. You don't have to go to the nails place first. Listen, you go to the Bible and you'll see that you've got to have good eyes if you're going to have beautiful feet. Number two, you've got to have good ears if you're going to have beautiful feet. Verse 15, how shall they preach except they be sent? Except they be sent. You know, in a natural sense, in a corporate sense, a natural sense in the Bible, you know what? God has sent every one of us. You don't have to pray about having beautiful feet and being a witness because Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so in a general sense, listen, every one of us in this room's got to hear that call. But I'll tell you what, there also is in a specialized sense, just as God placed His hand upon Paul, God places His hand upon ordinary people just like you to go do a specific work. To a specific place. I'm afraid in our day and time we've been wrapped up more in physical beauty than the spiritual description that God gives. But if you're going to have beautiful feet, not only do you need good eyes and good ears, but if you're going to have beautiful feet, you have to have good news. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know, I can remember two instances in my life, one several years ago during a week of Easter, and right now, that I've just had to turn off the bad news. I don't know. I'm just maybe a little sensitive to what's happening sometimes in our country. There's just so much confusion. There's so much chaos. But you know, when I look at what the major media networks publish and I look what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John say, there's no comparison. This is good news. Brings a man peace. Glad tidings of great joy. I believe every Christian in this room would say you have good news. I think everybody, we know the politically correct answer in spiritual circles. We say, why, yes, we all have good news. We have the gospel. Well, if it's so good, we ought to be telling others. That tells whether or not we believe it's good news. And by the way, when you tell other people the good news, tell them like it's good news. Please. Here's my list of verses that I would like. No, you know what? You can tell them what Jesus did for you from a sincere and a genuine heart. But I want to ask you, do you have beautiful feet? Right now, You say, my feet, there are shoes on them. Of course, ladies now, you can see their feet sometimes. Don't go looking at people's feet after the service. But really, do you have beautiful feet? I remember years ago I'd sprained my ankle, went to the hospital, and my ankle was about that big around. When it was done, the doctor said, you'd done better to break it than to sprain it. It was that bad. But I remember I was so embarrassed at how my feet looked that I just pulled my sock halfway down my foot. This big softball and a sock just went to the heel. I'm sure people were like, what's wrong with him, you know? I just didn't want anybody seeing my feet. I thought they looked pretty ugly. But you know what? There have been times in my life where my heart has gotten calloused and hard, just to be honest, sometimes just too busy. And you know what? I didn't have beautiful feet. So I leave you with this thought. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And my prayer is that God will use our student body at Ambassador, that God will use Maranatha Baptist Church to bring many good tidings of great joy. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Our Father, thank you for a